Thank you for joining us today. You're just tuning in San Francisco Poetry Podcast and Television Show. I'm your host, Stephen Coppell, and we'd like to welcome our guest today in turn. Let me first offer Collard. From the Piedmont to the prairie, Gary to the western coast, our prayers pray to be heard by hims and by hers, settle in bell towers of people's steeples, pointing the way to the highway to heaven, where detour signs and potholes abound, leaving priests directing traffic to Clyde nouns lost and found. And if caught fingering a lucky foot, can stand at ease and yell, "Amen! Bring on benedictionaries." Webster defining for his flock the importance of carrying the copyright or not at all. And now let's introduce and hear the poetry of Ray Valdez. Welcome, Ray.
Thank you very much, Stephen Coppell. The title of this poem is Naked Christ. I see an image of naked Christ, all bones and skin. Don't your followers feed you? And where are your adornments? The jewels of Shiva, the aegis of Athena, the water lily of Buddha, Adonis's crown of emerald shoots. I see you, the naked Christ, on almost every street corner, a few rags, a bruised body, the naked veins and arteries in the pattern of a broken menorah, a felled family tree. Veins and arteries, strong rivers once, one great flooding delta, humanity, now narrowing, parched, choked, encrusted. Another blood signature of the coming apocalypse.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
And now we welcome Steve Mackin.
Thank you, Stephen. Weeping Women by Picasso. Pablo Picasso, that Spanish bull, that Minotaur, painted many weeping women. Did they weep because of him? Or maybe Picasso liked the tang of tears, for many an old bull loves a rough salt lick. Or maybe Picasso liked to lick at broken eyes, lying like caterpillars in spoons of glass. Or maybe Picasso liked to lick their faces down to chalk, or feed on amethysts pinned atop a hat of poppy red shoes. Or maybe many women weep and faint and chew their hands in cruel ecstasy because Picasso was in love and therefore lavish with his paint. Thank you.
A pleasure to welcome Nancy Wakeman.
Thank you, Stephen. This poem is called Ode to the Moon. After nights of fog and rain, the moon glows through ragged clouds. Every creature raises its head. Hearts open in wonder. Poets sharpen their pencils, clamber up flagpoles. O great mother goddess, swelling and shrinking. They say you are barren, nothing but dust and rocks, invisible gases. You tug at the tides, drag them with you on your westerly journey to expose the gurgling lives of undersea animals. And you carry one giant footstep for mankind. Sometimes you disappear. Where do you go? Mr. Sun is dependable, always the same size, absent from Oakland. He's dancing in Gdansk. Great Mother Moon, I wear blinders. Don't take time to see. Blot out your brilliance with modern living. After weeks of fog and rain, your polished silver face shines through ragged clouds. My eyes are stunned speechless by your splendor.
Our director, and producer of this show is John Rhodes, and he's assisted by Clara Sue. And for our final offering for today's podcast program, Kulex in the Kool-Aid, flying zingers, gnats, aeronautical acrobats who flit, hover, split, circle in this morning's era Euclidean circus, barely seen fodder by the odder sight of sparrows sporting magnifying glasses. Appetites voracious, they swoop and swallow, clear the air of every darting pair who do their monkey business there. And me, I'm Alpha Beta with the census, merely taking down the data. So long for now. Please join us again next time.